I'm just going to keep an eye on this. It's okay.
With one nightstand next to it. Okay, right across from it is my stereo set. Next to it is a 9-drawer dresser. Then it's the window. The air conditioner's in the window. Underneath the window, there's two big stacks, you know, racks of LPs. Okay, then it's the closet. Then I had a rack with paperback novels in it. Then I had my color TV set that I bought for my birthday. Then I had the chest of drawers, and then there was a drawer. There's not one room extra in my room for anything else. Because I figured that's the only way, you know, when you get in your 20s and your 30s and you're living at home, that's the only place where you can go upstairs, close the door, lock it, and really have privacy.
Yeah.
And I could turn on my air conditioner, listen to my stereo as loud as I want to, or turn on my television set.
Now, they were telling me the other day that, before we go on to that, I'll ask you this. What kind of cooking utensils do you have in the kitchen, or do they used to have, that you can think of? You know, the older things. Or even now, you know.
But the only things we have left over from my grandmother's time is we got about 2 or 3 wrought iron frying pans. They're the heaviest son of a guns, but they're the best things for frying food in. You know, like if you go to fry chicken, something like that, because you don't have to worry. They're not going to slip too easily. And we've got, you wouldn't believe it, it's, we call it a meat pounder. But it's round the bottom and shapes up with a handle like a hammer. But it's not, you know, dented down. It's just one straight thing up. And we've got that. And that poor thing, I bet you if they had to test that wood, it's about 60 years old or more.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've used it sometimes when my father wouldn't leave a regular hammer at home, you know, one of his carpenter's handles. We'd take that thing and we'd take a nail and bat it into the wall to hang a picture. So it's got the dent marks in it from hammering. But we keep that's a meat, we call it a meat pounder, or the pounder. And then we have our rolling pin. But everybody has those.
How about something that you might have, did you ever have a little, something that you heat water in for tea or something like that?
The kettle?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have one of those, because before we had a hot water heater. We'd take the kettle and fill it with water and heat it. And then we'd take a big bucket, you know, a tall bucket, and we'd put that on top of the stove and heat it. So in the wintertime, take a hot bath.
What about something that you might put cut flowers in?
The vase?
Yeah, what'd you have? You have any of those around?
We have some, but they're not old. We have an old lantern. And it's one of those kind, one lady was after me to sell it to her, but I won't do it. It's, you know, like a wrought iron on the bottom, and then it's real bubbled up. And it's pretty pink glass with flowers in it. Then it has a metal thing under it. Well, I used to hide some of my money when I used to have it. And it would be the regular thing that which we'd fill with kerosene, you know, and sit into it. Mm-hmm. But the top section of it got broke. But that thing, I bet you, but that's about 60 years old or more.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have an old-fashioned wicker rocking chair. And I spent 1 month painting that thing with white enamel paint, you know, get that like blue, you know,